Mike Tegubin and Maranatha. Welcome, beloved, to a few moments of Bible study together as we look into the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis, and we're continuing in our study concerning the subject of rejection, how rejection has impacted the life of every human being, how that it began in the Garden of Eden, how that Cain continued the rejection that started in the Garden of Eden, sin, and rejecting his brother Abel, and rejecting Almighty God and his way. And now we've come to another area where the Word of God's very clear in presenting this subject of rejection, and this is in the book of Genesis chapter 29. Jacob is the one we're discussing who has rejected Esau, his brother, so that Esau now is responding in like manner by saying he's going to kill Jacob. He's going to put Jacob to death as soon as Isaac, his father, dies. So Jacob is encouraged by his father and his mother to flee and to go to Uncle Laban, which is the brother of Rachel, or the brother of Rebecca, Isaac's wife, and Jacob's mother. And so we see that Jacob flees to Haran, and he meets his uncle, and there he falls in love with this beautiful young lady named Rachel. He falls in love with her because she's a beautiful young lady, and immediately he falls in love with her. And he loves her so very, very much that he's willing to work 7 years for his uncle in order to marry Rachel. Now, this is true love, beloved. We're living in a day and age called the now generation, when everybody wants everything now. And if you don't have the money for it, then you use a charge card and you charge it up. And many people have gotten into financial difficulties with their charge cards because of greed and because of rejecting the Word of God, who tells us to owe no man anything but to love one another. We're living in the now generation when it comes to marriage, and we see many people living together outside of God's plan of marriage, which is hurting their relationship, and those relationships generally do not last very long. They fall apart because they're based on the physical. They're not based on genuine love. But here we see Jacob loves Rachel. He loves her so much that he's willing to restrain his feelings, that is, his emotional desires for her. He's willing to restrain his physical longing to be reunited or to be united with her, and thus he's able and willing to work for 7 years to marry her because he loves her so very, very much. I would remind you, beloved, there's a difference between love and lust, and it's very simple. It can be simply stated this way. Lust cannot wait to get. Love can wait to give. Let me repeat it. Lust cannot wait to get, but love can wait to give. Lust is selfish. Love is giving of oneself to the other. And Jacob loves Rachel so much that he is willing to work for his uncle for 7 years. He's willing to wait for 7 years to be married and united with the one that he loves. And thus we see a picture of true love. And so in verse 20, Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love that he had for her. Now, beloved, this is genuine love. This is beautiful manifestation of what real love is all about. And so he served his uncle for 7 years. Verse 21, Jacob said to Laban, "Give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her." And Laban gathered together all the men of the place, this is verse 22 of Genesis 29, and gathered together all the men of the place, and made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah his daughter, and brought her to him, to Jacob, and he went in unto her into the tent. Now in those days, when a man went into a woman's tent, and the tent door, the covering, was lowered, that meant that they were married to each other. That was their custom. That was their way of indicating marriage. And so in the evening, Laban took his oldest daughter, Leah, and put her into the tent, and then brought Jacob and lowered the tent door. And Jacob thought that he was being united with his love, Rachel. And it wasn't until the next morning that he realized that he had been rejected. What he had worked for had been rejected and kept from him. He had been tricked. He had been deceived. He had been united to the wrong person. And so Jacob said unto Laban, "Give me my wife," and verse 23, "And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah his daughter, brought her to Jacob, and he went in unto her, and Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah his maid for an handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning," verse 25, "behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, 'What is this thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve with thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me?'" Now, beloved, we're reminded of Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Galatians 6, 7, and 8 is a very real principle of Almighty God. Galatians 6, 7, and 8 states, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Beloved, you reap what you sow. You reap more than you sow, and you reap later than you sow. Jacob had deceived and tricked his father Isaac into giving him the blessing that belonged to Esau. He had beguiled and deceived his father. Now Laban has beguiled and deceived Jacob. Jacob is reaping what he has sown. And Laban said, and so Laban's going to explain their custom there. Laban said, "It must not be so in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week," that is, stay with Rachel or with Leah for a week, "and we will give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years. He said, "I'll give you Rachel," or Leah. "I've given you Leah, I'll give you Rachel also, but serve with me another 7 years." And so Jacob agreed that he would, and so he worked. Verse 28, "He did so and fulfilled her week, and he gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife also. And Laban gave to Rachel his daughter Bilhah, his handmaid, to be her maid. And he went in also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 other years. So we see the rejection. We see the deception. We see the cunning craftiness. We see the sowing and the reaping. Beloved, you cannot do wrong and get by. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, beloved, he's going to reap. And we reap more than what we sow. And we reap later than we sow. And thus we see that the Bible tells us here, verse 31, when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. Jacob loved Rachel, but he hated Leah. He held her at a distance. He didn't want to have anything to do with her. And so the Lord blesses Leah with children. Verse 32, and Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me. She's seeking love because Jacob is rejecting her. Jacob loved Rachel, not Leah. And so Jacob is rejecting her, and now Leah is longing for his love and his acceptance. Oh, beloved, how many times we long for someone's acceptance, and we as a result do things in order to try to gain acceptance. Again, I've told you how that this works with gangs that are very popular in our day and in our age. Young people that have been rejected and have suffered rejection by their parents, by various circumstances, join gangs in order to gain acceptance. And they will do whatever is required of the gang in order to be accepted, even to the extent of breaking the law, to the extent of doing things that are wrong because they're longing for acceptance. And thus we see a picture of Leah seeking acceptance here because of this child that she's given birth to, Reuben, and she says, surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me. She's longing to be loved. Verse 33, she conceived again and bare a son and said, because the Lord hath heard that I was hated, he hath therefore given me this son also, and she called his name Simeon. She still is rejected. She still is not loved. She's longing for love. She's not longing for just a relationship. She wants to be genuinely loved. And so she says, now my husband will love me, and I shall not be hated. Do you see the impact of rejection? Think about it till next time. Goodbye.